Verse 13, and the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, he said, I just like put a bug in your ear. Said, all the prophets down there prophesying something good. That is, they saying to the king, go up. That's what he wants to hear. You ought to join with them, and then you'd get in favor again. He says, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Here's a chance for you, Micaiah. And this guard, I suppose, thought he was helping him. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, now notice this, this is not only dramatic, it's humorous. Micaiah said to this guard, says, whatever the Lord tells me to say, that's what I'm going to say. I'll tell it like it is. And he comes in, he sizes up the situation. The two kings on the throne, all these false prophets, prophets of Baal running around, saying something very nice, you know. And they had read the book, How to Make Friends and Influence People. Micaiah hadn't read the book. And he hadn't read the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. He's pretty negative. And there's a lot of power in negative thinking also, friends. We need a little of that today. Now, will you notice? And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith to me, I'm going to say that. Now listen to what he says to the kings. He sees this. To him, it's a humorous scene. So he just joins in for fun. And I think he's as sarcastic as any man could be, just as sarcastic as Elijah could be. They were cut out of the same piece of cloth, by the way. Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. The king saw he was being ridiculed. The king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? I know you're kidding me. You've never been on the side of the false prophets. And now will you notice, verse 17, now this man becomes serious. He becomes serious and solemn. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. Then Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, sitting on the throne next to him, he says, I told you so. Verse 18. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil?